constant assurance when we look into God's word and when we take note of God's promises, when we consider God's grace and have an appreciation of God's love and of God's faithfulness, we have the blessed assurance of which we have been singing. The child of God does not have any legitimate reason to despair, no legitimate reason to fret and be anxious, no legitimate reason to worry, no legitimate reason to doubt his salvation and to question whether he will one day be saved in heaven forever. God's word undergirds our faith and provides us with that blessed assurance. Turn to the passage that was read just a few moments ago by Brother Gerald Daniel, a passage with which most of us are quite familiar, a passage that should serve to strengthen our faith and our commitment to God and should serve to encourage us as people who are sincere and faithful followers of God. We'd like to talk to you from this passage that has been called to your attention and read on the title, or using as our specific title, How to Have Good Success. How to Have Good Success. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. In verse 3, he states, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. As we look at this passage, and we'll continue reading in just a moment, we find the keys as to how we can have good success. Now, I know we live in a different time and a different age than that in which Joshua lived and operated and functioned in carrying out the will of God, but the principles that were utilized by Joshua can be utilized by us what he was mandated to do to ensure his prosperity and good success can be employed by children of God today. We are told whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope, in Romans 15 and verse 4. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, Paul lets it be known that those things that happened to the Old Testament characters happened as examples for us. We can benefit from observing how they lived and what they did and how they were obedient or disobedient to the mandates of God. Do you want to have good success? I think everybody wants to have good success. I think everybody wants to experience and enjoy prosperity. You want to have good success in your marriage, in your home, in parenting your children. You want to have good success on your job. You want to have good success in your work in the church of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You want to have good success in your personal life. You want to have good success just in general. The principles that were utilized and employed by Joshua are still valid today, and they will still work today. Now, the first one is this. If you want to have good success, you want to stand on the promises of God. If you want to have good success, stand on the promises of God. God communicated with Joshua, and he said, all this people unto the, I'm going to ask you and command you to arise and go over this Jordan unto the land which I do give them, even to the children of Israel. And then he defines the dimensions of the promised land. He said, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. God promised this, and he expected Joshua to stand on this promise and all of the other promises that had emanated from the great God of glory. God has given us numerous promises. In 2 Peter 1 and verse 4, mentioned in our lesson this morning, exceeding great and precious promises are spoken of, and they are available to us. Exceeding great and precious promises. And within the context of this 2 Peter passage, we find some of those promises that Peter references. Turn over that to that passage again, please. Notice verse number 10. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling, this is 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 10, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. That's a great promise. That's a precious promise. that each of us should embrace and each of us should regard as being of great value and great significance. If you practice the graces that are delineated in this passage, if you add to your faith virtue and to virtue knowledge and to knowledge temperance and to temperance patience and to patience godliness and to godliness brotherly kindness and to brotherly kindness love, and if you allow these things to be in you and abound, they will make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful. And if you practice these essential spiritual qualities, a great and precious promise is you shall never fall. So we can stand on that promise. Like Joshua could stand on the promise that God would give them the promised land. That's why we call it the promised land, as he had said, as he had told Moses, and re-emphasizes and reiterates with Joshua. He said, every place where the sole of your foot treads, I'm going to give this to you. Joshua could stand on this great promise. He said, like I was with Moses, I'm going to be with you. That was a great promise that God made to Joshua. And God has made numerous promises, great promises to us. Turn to 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 5. Just want to mention also this particular promise. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept, that is guarded, protected by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. We are promised an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for us. We can stand on that promise of God. Stand on God's promises if you want to have good success. One of the promises that is dear to many of our hearts is Romans 8:28. We know that all things work together for good to them who are called according to his promise, those who love the Lord and who are called according to his promise or his purpose. To know that everything works together for good in your life as a Christian, if you will commit your life to him, to have that assurance, to stand on that kind of promise, has to alleviate any worry, any anxiety, any despair, should banish any depression, should defeat any negativity, to know that regardless of what happens to us, that God, operating behind the scene, can work it out in our best interests and cause it to advance us toward our goals. If you want to have good success, then stand on the promises of God. Stand on God's promises. You know, another promise that we often speak of is Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first. And a lot of folks still don't believe it. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things will be added unto you. Do you believe that? It's true. That's a promise. Jesus promises that if you'll seek first the kingdom, all of your other needs will be met. The first key to having good success, doesn't make any difference what particular area of your life it is standing on the promises of God, or standing on God's promises. The second one is stay in God's presence. Notice verse number 5. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. And he says, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. I'm going to be with you. I'll be present with you. Jesus said to his disciples, go into all the world, preach the gospel to or make disciples of all nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. We can stay in God's presence by following God's will, God's word, and God's way. Joshua was assured of God's presence. And as long as he was obedient, as long as he did what God wanted him to do, he had the assurance of being in God's presence. The Hebrew writer said in Hebrews 13, 5 and 6, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Stand on God's promises, and we have so many of them. Stay in God's presence if you want to have good success. And finally, stick with God's precepts. That is, don't abandon God's commandments, God's principles, God's mandates. Don't abandon them. Stick with the word of God. Let it be your guide each and every day. Notice what God instructs Joshua in verses 7 and 8. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. And he says in verse number 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. And sometimes to do all that is written in God's will, to do all that is written and recorded in the New Testament, it requires courage. It requires spiritual strength. Notice verse number 6, be strong and of good courage. Notice verse number 7, only be thou strong and very courageous. You know, sometimes you have to stand against the tide of peers, and sometimes against the ties of family, sometimes against the ties of the tides of brothers and sisters. Joshua was going to have a very challenging endeavor to lead the people of God into the promised land and to conquer the promised land and to defeat the enemies that were there. So God emphasized, be strong and of good courage. Be strong and very courageous. Verse number 9, have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. He emphasized the vital importance of obedience, of sticking with God's precepts. We have to do the same thing. We can't expect God to protect us. We can't expect God to pull us through. We can't expect God to grant us the kind of success we desire if we are unwilling to stick with God's precepts, to be obedient to the mandates of Christ. Do you want to have good success? Do you want to prosper? Then stand on God's promises. Stay in God's presence and stick with God's precepts. I guarantee that will ensure you the success for which you are craving. If you're here and you're not a Christian this evening, you can become one. Jesus achieved ultimate success, ultimate victory, completed his work, made our salvation possible because he stood on God's promises. He stayed in God's presence. He himself stuck with God's precepts. You always remember Hebrews 5, 8, and 9, though he were a son, yet learned the obedience by the things which he suffered, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. You can begin obeying him today and becoming one of his disciples, one of his followers, a part of his family, a part of his church today. He died and was buried and was resurrected to make it possible. If you believe that good news of the gospel, repent of your sins, confess your faith, and if you're baptized in water for the remission of your sins, you can begin to live a brand new life. And if you will continue to take seriously the mandates of the Lord, obeying the precepts of the Lord, you are ensured good success. Jesus said, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. If you want to have good success, even though you might have fallen short, you might have lapsed into a state of unfaithfulness, God has made it possible for you to be restored through repentance, confession, and prayer. And you still can be assured of having good success by standing on God's promises, staying in God's presence, and finally, by remembering to stay with God's precepts. Will you come now as we together stand?
All things are ready, come to the feast, come, for the table now is spread. The yeast famished, the recommend, I shall be richly fed. I hear the invitation come. So ever will salvation for whosoever will. Things are ready.
Brother Stevens, who I believe.